Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too.
Friends, this segment is made possible by Platinum Cadillac and Chevrolet in Terrell, Texas. Stop by and visit with my buddy, Mr. Justin Rudd, and his team of experts, and let them put you in a new Chevy pickup or a Cadillac or whatever you might be in the market for. Also, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma. Check them out at ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Also made possible by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, after all the rain we got, the creeks were running full, the rivers were full. I'm talking about in the northeastern part of Texas and across much of Texas. But guess what that did for the catfishing? It put them in high gear. In a time of the year when catfishing is normally good, it is super good right now. So let's talk catfishing in this segment with Tony Pennybaker. Now, Tony guides down at Lake Tawakoni, and all of you listening on the radio probably know exactly where Lake Tawakoni is. If you, you know, live in Texas or probably even up in Arkansas, you know where Tawakoni is located. But those of you that don't, if you're listening to this as a podcast, Tawakoni is about 45 minutes east of Dallas, something like that. But the fishing is gangbusters. Tony, thank you for being with us, and I'm anxious to get some more updates on this post-flood catfishing going on right now.
Yeah, good morning, Luke, and I'm proud to be on the show.
Yes, sir. We're always glad to have you because, you know, I learn something when I fish with you every time, and usually when we get you on, you bring out a point or two that most guys that don't and gals that don't fish every day. They don't know. The only way you can learn some of this stuff is do it every day. But, right before the heavy rains at Tawakoni, and you correct me if I'm not right on point here, but it's the time of the year that when channel catfish are a dime a dozen, you bait up a hole usually in June, you know, late May, bait that hole up, use some Tony P, some good catfish bait, any kind, be honest with you, anything that'll stay on the hook just about, and you'll catch a lot of channel catfish. But this...
That's right. You're right.
Okay. Because I've been there with you many times. Well, okay. So, and if you want to target blues, usually in June, I've done this with you many times, you know, we catch a good mess of blue catfish, and they're going to be bigger than those pound and a half channel cat. But what did this flood do, this incoming water, what did that do to the blue catfish bite? That's what I'm curious about.
That flood water just brings them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those blues get a little sluggish. You kind of get spoiled when you're fishing that pre-bite.
Yep.
Back in April, and
yep,
you're catching those numbers so fast, and then you kind of get towards the spawn, the water's heating up, and mm-hmm, the blue bite kind of quails down, and it like early in the morning it's pretty good, but it stops early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but after a flood, those fish will migrate to that flooded water and they'll hole down there, so it'll bring them back. All them fish is spawned out and moved back out to deeper water will come back, and so your number of fish down in those shallows around where it flooded and in the flooded vegetation, the numbers will pick up, and so your bite will pick up. It also cool the water down some.
Right.
You know, that fresh water running in, not as hot as that water, is just standing, sitting there getting warm by the sun, so you got cooler water, you got a better bite.
That's it.
Fish that flooded, yeah, freshly flooded grass, or get where the channel was running, and it don't have to be boiling water to, mm-hmm, catch fish, you know.
Right.
A lot of people think it's got to be boiling water to catch fish,
yeah,
but it don't.
No.
It could just be barely moving or not moving at all, but the fish are there. They came down there because it was running.
They're pulling into that, they know there's all kind of food coming down those, well, not necessarily just the river, but feeder creeks. And all
everywhere.
That. Yeah, anywhere there's move.
Little feeder creeks, anywhere that water runs in fiercely. When you get 4 or 5 inches of rain,
yeah,
it's carrying a lot of bugs with it and worms wherever it's running in.
All kind of food coming down there. So that's what they're an opportunistic feeder for sure. That's how they make their living, isn't it, Tony? They got to know stuff like that.
They know where the easy meal's at.
That's
they
right.
Go get it.
So, okay, so at Tewakinee or any other lake, it's got a lot of catfish, folks. You might be listening up in Arkansas somewhere, but after a heavy rain, this is not news to most cat fishermen, but we did it up in Northeast Texas. We got a bunch of rain a while back here, just recently, really. And it caused all these streams to get packed with water and a lot of current coming down. So you don't necessarily, maybe in, say, you know, mid-June, late June, early July even, as a rule, if you were going to be targeting blue catfish, you probably wouldn't be fishing these areas. But you're probably going to be fishing water not too deep right now, right?
Well, you can target them, but, you know, it's like I said, the bite usually kind of plays out about
right.
9 or 10 o'clock on you. But the running water will bring so many more fish down there, you'll just have a better, longer bite. And I see people do it. I'm fishing down in those areas all the time. And, you know, when it gets stale, and we'll move out a little deeper mm-hmm. and fish. But yep. I see people come and go, and they don't spend enough time.
Mm-hmm.
I see them go, and they'll fish 10 minutes, and then they'll move over and fish 10 minutes, and move over and fish 10 minutes, and then they leave.
Yeah, right.
And where I find a lot of times that 20 minutes to 30 minutes will start producing catfish, and after that, you'll catch several.
Yeah.
It's just a pattern that they're in this time of year.
I think.
Now, the running water changes that. So, you know, the bite will get faster when that water runs in and the fish get in a feeding frenzy, I call it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just start filling those bellies, and they'll eat any and everything they come to.
Yep. I've experienced that with you.
Bait, or heck, you put worms on there and do good.
Oh,
know?
Sure. Yeah. I've experienced that bite with you post heavy rainfall many times down there, especially at Tewakinee. So water depth, not deep, right? You're not necessarily fishing.
Not deep.
That's what I was talking about.
I mean, all the fish I've been catching are all less than 5 feet.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, yep. And some of them shallow is less than 2 feet.
Right. Fishing on the bottom.
Yeah,
using a santee.
Fishing the santee rig, which, you know, when it floats back up, it ain't very far under the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
Fishing that shallow water is really like fishing a bobber rig in reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
When the bobber's bobbing around out there covering little territory, these rigs are stationary.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fishing the same water column at the same depth.
Right.
You just can fish more of them because they're stable and they don't float into each other.
Tony, explain.
Put out more lines and fish.
Yes, sir. Explain to our folks that might not know about the santee rig. Well, it does. It's the same thing as fishing with a floater, a cork, except that
yes.
cork's going to be drifting all over the place. This mm-hmm. keeps the bait in a position, but compare it to fishing under a cork. It's floating up from bottom is what it's doing. Right.
And you can't, you might can manage, if you're pretty good, you might can manage two cork rigs.
Right.
You know, if you're a pretty good angler.
Maybe.
But it's really difficult, even for a good angler, to manage two. You really need it in your hand.
You do.
But
yep.
fishing santee rigs like that, you can set your leaders to where when it floats back up, you might be fishing a foot and a half, or 2 foot from the surface. Which 20 inches, I always fish bobber rigs 20 mm-hmm. to 30 inches under the surface. So it's the same
right.
thing in reverse. You're just throwing them out and spacing them out in different positions from the boat, and they all stay right where you put them.
Right.
That
right.
way they don't get tangled up and stuff unless a fish carries one. You know, you get a big one on there and you might carry it to one of them. But that way you can fish 8 or 10 rigs when you have a boat full of people. Yeah. And manage it.
Yeah, Tony, I'm a believer in, you said the bite 10 minutes is not long enough. I wholeheartedly agree with that. What I think happens, and I believe you'll agree with this, after you get those, we're not fishing just one rod and reel, you know, you're going to have out 8 of them or so, bunch of them.
Right.
That's a whole bunch of fresh, bloody, oily, cut shad in the water, or right. or sunfish, or whatever. I know whatever for I just know that that brings those. You know, they smell that from I don't know how far off, but they come in on that bait, and with the running water, they're already in the area in number. So that
right,
that just,
they're already feeding, so they're looking.
Yeah, yeah, they're in a, in feeding mode. That that makes a good situation even better. Well, Tony, this bite, I mean, it's rare for that much water this late this time of year to come. That usually happens earlier in the spring, but that should set the stage for in on into July, I would think.
It will. It'll bring them in, and they'll be in those shallow places, just about. I mean, any creek that ran.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times the big creeks are too dirty
mm-hmm.
to fish right off the get-go.
Yeah.
And I'll go to these smaller feeder creeks, mm-hmm. little ones, not even running creeks. They just run whenever it rains hard like it.
Runoff, yeah.
And they'll run down. They'll run fast and furious, and then they'll run down, and, the water cleans up, and fish will be there. You catch a lot of fish in them places.
Natural chum. Just it's already
get
been.
Get right between the hills, man.
Yeah.
Where the water gathers and runs in there, and you'll do good.
Well, Tony, that's some good information. Folks, we are visiting with a good friend of mine, Tony Pennybaker, guides for catfish down at Lake Tewakinnee. We're going to give you Tony's number here. He also makes Tony P's catfish punch bait. It's some good stuff. It catches fish. So right now, though, on the blues, when you're targeting them, and who wouldn't target them when they're on a bite like this? Cut bait's what you're keying on mostly, right?
Mostly in those in small, yeah. inch and a half shad.
Yep.
Don't need a big one. I mean, just inch and a half shad is plenty.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I will fish with some larger ones and cut little pieces off of the larger.
Yeah.
I always use the gizzard on the mm-hmm. bigger ones. It's almost a guaranteed catch.
You're going to get it. There's some, the folks yeah. going to be going home with several bags of delicious, fully trimmed Lake Tewakinnee
oh, yeah.
catfish, aren't they? Yeah, yeah.
All of these trips are 3 to 5 bags.
Yeah, yeah.
Delicious, fully trimmed, ready to cook.
That's what
Lake
Tewakinnee
blue cat fillets.
There's none better, none better. Okay, Tony, how do they call you to learn about, to get some of the bait or to, you know, book a trip, jump in the boat with you, and have a whole bunch of fun catching a bunch of catfish?
Book a trip or buy bait, either one. Just give me a holler, 903-474-3078.
All right, Tony, thank you. And, folks, do remember, any of our guests, if you want to email me, I know them all, good friends with a lot of them, like Tony, catfishradio.org. My email is there. I promise I'll put you in contact with them. Tony, thank you a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Luke.
Folks, I want to tell you about one of my long-term partners, and that is Pyramid Air. The website is pyramydair.com. They're a one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Big bores, little bores, PCP guns, springers, you name it. All different brands, some great air gun supplies, but also a whole lot more. Archery, ammo, optics, shooting and outdoor gear, action sports, all this stuff can be found right there and ordered through Pyramid Air. So remember, go online to pyramydair.com.